You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
It's obviously today was on and above the edge. It was really tough for us with all the with the 130 whatever minutes. United had a clear best start. It was obvious. They scored a goal, early goal. We had to organize ourselves a little bit better. We struggled with the man marking, didn't play enough, all these kind of things. In the moment, I was really happy. In a moment like that, when we find the first way to play, then we get rhythm, and then it looked really good. Then we were absolutely deserved 2-1 up. And second half was exceptional, absolutely exceptional what we played here. But we didn't finish the game off, and when you leave the door open away from home at Old Trafford, it's clear that they will get chances, and they could score the equalizer. And was Marcus big chance at the end of normal time, so they can win it there. I see that, it's clear. And then it got really hard for us, and then it was really hard for us. That was now the first time that I really saw my team. Oof. I agree, struggling. That's how it is. We played a lot of football recently, and then we will go 3-2 up. All good, and then they score 3-3, 4-3. Come on, yeah, I easily can accept that. Congratulations to United. They fought extremely hard as well. That's how it is. It's, you want to go to the semifinals. I think everybody who saw the game today saw two teams who both understood the importance of the occasion and the competition. We tried absolutely everything. Today we didn't get a lot for it, not to say nothing. So now the boys have to recover. It's really tough. They fly now all around the world pretty much, and in 5-6 days time they play the first of two games. So let's really hope and pray that they come all back healthy, and then we will start the rest of the season. So many good things I saw them today. I mean, I think that the mood today, when you think about the channel of the game without being Liverpool or United, you think, okay, that was quite some football, and that's exactly how it should be. And I'm happy with that part, not with the results, obviously.
Simon? Yeah, does a game like that, the emotion, the intensity of it, the kind of draining nature of it, is that why you're leaving? Or is that something that drags you in, that's part of the addiction of being a manager?
Neither nor. Nothing to do with that. But you should watch me. If you see me watching football for a team I like, I'm quite emotional as well, so you can have that as well without being in the dugout. Didn't think about that. It's other things. It's really, we can talk about my situation as often as you want. I cannot change my answers, to be honest. No. and do with it.
Imagine on the, when you stood on the sideline.
Yeah, it's look, when you're winning, that's a great position to watch a game. When you're losing, it's pretty much the worst. You stand there, so that's how it is. It's all fine. I had that all often enough. I don't know exactly how many games I had now as a manager, but I had it quite a few times, so that's all fine. It's nothing to do with that, and we don't. If we win a game, then I want to stay manager. If we lose a game, I don't want to stay manager. If the atmosphere is great, I want us to be a manager. If the atmosphere is not good, I want to leave. It's a general decision about something which has nothing to do with these little moments or whatever. So I'm really sorry if I cannot explain it properly enough. Maybe I have to say it in German and you can all translate it. I'm not sure that will be better, by the way, the translation. But it's, nobody has to worry about anything, but it's not nothing. It's not that I say, oh my God, that's so great. I love absolutely everything about the things I do. But I need to be on my top game to do it like I do it. If I feel I'm not there, then I'm not the right. Then I'm not the manager I have to be anymore, and that's how it is. And then you are not only a little bit worse, then you're immediately properly worse and bad, and then you're in the wrong place. And it's if you can see that early, you make a decision early. That's what I did.
Yeah, you said that you saw the team struggle for the first time.
The problem is we didn't even know who to take off. So like it was for a while, it was all right. In 90 minutes, it would have been everything fine. But then with extra time, it was like options were now not. We can talk now. We bring the kids out. We all said that all the time. We have to bring in the right moment. Yeah, fantastic, but it's not. It was the right moment. So you just saw we could have. Okay, Makar definitely, but I would definitely. Darwin definitely, Lucho we did then. Yeah, it was just Joey and whatever. You play all the time, the boys. That's how it is. And today this extra time, so like we say, if you lose, then lose in normal time, but not extra time of losing then. Obviously, and that late, that's obviously close to get the penalty shootout, because that would have obviously been the same intensity if we don't concede the last two goals. But the way we conceded the last two goals, you can see as well. It was obviously we are not on top of our game anymore. Gave two balls away. Absolutely no criticism about that. The boys, I saw a team who understood the importance of the game and gave absolutely everything. And today, it was not enough. And that's what we have to accept now.
Jürgen, can I just check, how confident are you though that your players can recover? I know there's the physical side of it, but there'll be a mental draining after an experience like that, won't there?
No. Wow. You lose a semi-final in the quarter-final in FA Cup, and there was a mental drain. Yeah, it would be really difficult if we have to deal with human beings like that. We play football for ages, and you lose games if that leads always to a mental state or situation where you need help. It's just a normal thing. You all fail on a daily basis, maybe even without recognizing, and we just get along with it. And today, if you don't give all, then it's not mentally, but then you have to direct on that. But the rest is we are used, unfortunately, since we were kids, that from time to time we lose a football game. So, and I got that question already before, if what kind of reaction I expect now. Yeah, nothing. They go to their countries. I hope they come back and have nothing. And then we think about Brighton when they come back, and we know who can play again. And that will be tricky enough, all these kind of things. But in general, the team is in an outstanding situation in the moment. We got through all these different and difficult situations, absolutely exceptional. For today, we could have won the game and we would have deserved it, but we lost it, and Man United deserves it as well. That's the situation.
Thank you. Just on sort of fatigue element, do you feel the international break then comes at a good time, or is it more concerned because then you don't have control over the players, you don't have how many minutes they play, flying?
So I'm not exactly sure when they play the first game, but I think today's Sunday, probably Thursday, Friday, something like that. So until then, it should be fine. So it's like that. If I watch it now and see them then playing all the games, I think most of them have friendlies. Watau, I think, has qualifiers. I cannot make this decision for the managers. Most of them, we don't speak the same language, and I have no contact. So I hope just that everybody is kind of... They want them as well in the best possible shape in the summer, so most of them play either Copa or Euros. So I hope they don't have to play now two games, 90 minutes and stuff like this. That would be helpful, but it's not in my hands. So does it come in the right moment? If we would have kept playing, and the next one game would be on Thursday or Friday, I would be fine with that as well. But, yeah, it's never cool when they're not around. I like it a lot when they're here. And we can really give players day off and just treatment, stuff like this. But it's not the first time like that. It's the last time like that. So let's just hope that they all come back in a good shape and then we go.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.